Step 4. Listening for comprehension. Listen to the speech carefully and write down the words and phrases you hear.
We should promote private lodging more.
In 2017, over 28 million foreign tourists came to Japan. This is an increase of 19.3% from the previous year. This impressive increase is partly due to a weaker yen and the easing of visa requirements for foreign visitors. The Japanese government has set the ambitious goal of welcoming 40 million visitors annually by 2020 and 60 million by 2030. However, as the number of foreign tourists increases, lodging shortages are becoming a serious problem all over the country. Basically, there are not enough hotel rooms and inns to meet the increasing demand. As a result, local governments are trying to promote private lodging services, or minpaku, by convincing homeowners to open their doors to foreign visitors. In addition, because of Japan's aging population, there is a growing number of vacant homes around the country, especially in rural areas. Many of them are currently being converted into minpaku lodgings. Giant companies like Rakuten, Sumo, Lifeful, JTB, and Stay Japan are now investing in the minpaku market. Since January 2018, a new minpaku law has made their work easier. However, a law regulating minpaku lodging services across Japan took effect in June 2018. This law bars approximately 80% of residents from offering minpaku services due to concerns over noise and safety. In large cities like Tokyo, Kyoto, and Osaka, roughly 80% of hotel rooms are occupied. For these cities, private lodging is simply an option. But for small cities, the minpaku business is not an option, but a necessity. For example, 1.2 million people visited the city of Tokushima in 2017 to see the Awa Odori Festival, which lasts 4 days. But only 6,000 people were able to stay at hotels and other facilities in the city. Only 275 Japanese and foreign travelers were welcome into 26 households. In other words, the minpaku business is essential to the growth of local economies. The fact that the minpaku business is progressing too slowly now is not because of insufficient infrastructure or investment. This problem is cultural. Despite excitement in the media for the minpaku business, few Japanese homeowners and landlords are willing to open their doors to foreign visitors. To be fair, many have legitimate concerns. Over the past few years, some have reported troubles between foreign minpaku guests and Japanese neighbors because of noise and garbage disposal. Nevertheless, more needs to be done by Japanese companies to improve minpaku businesses. As foreign companies like Airbnb, HomeAway, and Tujia are beginning to take a bigger role in the Japanese minpaku market, local economies might miss out on these very important and necessary opportunities.